Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Now we have on a very special and unusual guest. His name is Nissim Luke, and he is the father of Shani Luke, who you may remember as being one of the hostages that was taken on October 7th, and her body was kind of paraded through the streets of Gaza. She was a 22-year-old German-Israeli. She was an artist and very much a free spirit. And she was working towards coexistence when she was murdered at the Nova Festival. And her father, Nissim Luke, and her parents have been providing testimony about her life and are in South Africa to talk about that and really give a testament to her life, and is on the line with us today. Nissim, thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM.
Hi, good morning to everyone. Thank you.
Perhaps if you can, to start off with, everyone has a way in which they first remember October 7th and how it first came to their consciousness. When did you start hearing that something might be wrong with what was going on?
We live in a really beautiful area in Israel. It's a small community center. It's a moshav. And on the morning of the 7th of October, we start like hearing a rocket in the morning. So, you know, as a father, the first thing that you do is you want to make sure that your kids are safe. So I called, you know, at our house, we have three more kids, and Shani was in Tel Aviv, and I didn't know even that she was at that party. So we called Shani at 6:30 in the morning to see that she's safe and everything is fine. And she answered from the party and she said, "Hey, Father, we are driving towards home to Tel Aviv area, and there are rockets here, and that's it, you know, and this is the last time we heard from her." She drove with her car towards actually Tel Aviv, but on the way, very close to Kibbutz Mefalsim, the terrorist got her and her boyfriend and another Israeli guy in the back, and murdered the three of them. And the horrible picture that, like, the whole world and, of course, the Jews and the Jewish communities all over saw was when she was paraded in Gaza, these horrific pictures. And, of course, you must understand that as a father to see such a thing, it's like it's the end of the world. You know, since then, like more than nearly 500 days passed, and we are in a situation that we are thinking about the future and about the family and about the Jewish people and about who we are in the world, the Jews. And the fact that the Jews, we have a mission to bring light into the world. And the light of Shani must, you know, spread out. Shani brought so much light to our family and to all of her friends and to everyone that was around her. And we have to keep on spreading this light. You know, the Jewish people, we are the light in a lot of darkness that we see in the world. And each one of us must, you know, just do a little bit to light the world again like it used to be in the past.
Yeah. Since the death of Shani, you have been working as with other families, speaking out around the world. What has been your main goal and your main focus? Nissim, are we with you? We seem to have lost Nissim, yeah? But we will work to try and see if we can get him on. You're listening to 101.9 Chai FM. I am Benji Shulman.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
101.9 Chai FM. We were chatting to Nissim Luke there when we had a minor technical error. Nissim, are you back with us?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so we were just talking before that drop off about what you've been doing in this last 15, 16 months since October 7th to as you say, bring the light of Shani's life to the rest of the world.
Since the 7th of October, everything has changed in our family, of course. And since then, I'm traveling all over the world, and I'm trying to bring the light into the Jewish communities and to remind them who we are. And since the 7th of October, the majority of the people of Israel became very, very right wing. Before they were a little bit more left, and now most of them became very right wing. And we understand that we cannot live, that next to us there are murderers and rapists and so. And what I'm doing since then is talking and, talking to politicians in the Senate in America and Bob Kennedy and on the Israeli news whenever I can to talk about a solution for this, problem that we have. So many, enemies inside Israel and around Israel, and we cannot live like this forever. We cannot live by the sword, forever. And the idea was, of course, what now Donald Trump is talking about, finding them other countries. And I hope that this will be the miracle after the 7th of October, the big miracle, because in the Holocaust, nobody could believe that in 4 years we will have a country. So after the 7th of October, I'm telling you, there must be a miracle that is coming. And the miracle will be that I hope Donald Trump will find them other places to live and enough with wars and enough with bloodshed and enough with suffering for us and for them. And I hope that this will be the future and the big miracle.
And what has been your experience of coming to communities around the world, talking to them, sharing your experience and your family's experience? What has been the reaction? Obviously people in diaspora are very connected to this issue, but at the same time they're not there personally. They haven't necessarily suffered directly. So what has been that experience?
Look, I've been all over the world, really, and the Jewish community, as part of the Jewish nation, as part of the people, the chosen people, the people that came all the way from Egypt. We are one body. Some of them lives in America, some of them, but we all have one heart, and we are all suffering, and we all suffered, After the 7th of October, and we all prayed and we all cried together, and the connection is very, very strong. Especially now, we see it that many people, in the diaspora, always thought, "Yeah, I'm Jewish, but I do nothing. I don't care." But after the 7th of October, many people really got involved in Israel, in the Jewish communities, and do like many things. When I went to America, I went to the Rabbi Milubavitch grave. And when I was there, I was very, very surprised to see how many people, Jewish people, are sitting and studying and learning in behalf of the kidnapped people. Like every 50 people or so got the name of a kidnapped woman or a man, and just praying all day for his safety and for his life. And I see it all over the world, We are one, like the Jewish people are connected in heart. And what happened in Israel is something that is unique, because it's like, they cut one of our hands and everybody feels it. All the Jews in the world felt it. And all the Jews in the world were worried and were crying and were... And it's one big, how can I say it? We are all together in good and in bad.
Mishpacha.
And now these are bad. Yeah, one big, big, big mishpacha, and we are hugging and we are crying together. And this is really mishpacha, And if you live in South Africa or if you live in Antarctica, it doesn't matter, as long as you're a Jew and you have a Jewish heart. It's one big mishpacha, exactly, one big family, and we are connected. You must understand that when we went out of Egypt, the tent from our grandfather was in front of the tent of your grandfather. They were all together, you know, and the miracle that they have seen in the desert and the Torah that we got on the way. And while getting the Torah, the hatred that the world hated us because of it, you know, we say we got the Torah on Mount Sinai. And Sinai, it's very, very close to Sina. Sina, it's hatred. The second that we got the Torah together, all of us, a lot of hatred came to the Jewish people. And we see it until today. And really, we want to live in Israel in a peaceful way. But after what happened to us on the 7th of October, things must change. And we will see big miracles in the future. I'm telling you, and we start seeing the beginning of it, and hopefully in the future time we will all see it.
Now, Shani, I want to ask you something. I mean, you obviously had this long period when you maybe didn't know what happened to Shani, and then her body was discovered in a tunnel in Gaza and was actually brought back to you. But there's still, you know, obviously people who have live hostages, there's people who are still trying to recover bodies. Are you still in contact with the people who are other hostage families and that sort of thing?
Yes, of course. Actually, 2 months ago I went to the United Nations in Geneva with a couple of families. And I'm always, you know, trying to help. No, look, we are one big family. Yes, Shani was murdered on the 7th of October, but there are still around 90 people there, and all of them must be rescued and must come out of Israel. You know, in the biblical time, the Philistine, which are very, very close to Palestinians, but Philistine, they stole the ark from us. You know, the ark, the holy ark. And they stole the ark and they took it into Gaza. And, you know, as long as the people, the Israeli people, the hostages are in Gaza, it's like the same time that they stole our ark. And the people, the Israeli people in Gaza are part of us and they must come back. And only after they will come back, we will be complete. You know, until now, we are not complete. We are, you know, we are sad, and we feel that the country is in need. But after they will come back, I hope that better things will happen, and they will happen, I'm telling you.
Now, you're in South Africa at the moment. I'm not sure if you've ever been here before or not, but you are here at the moment. Are you going to be talking like you've been doing in other parts of the world?
Yeah, actually, 2 days ago, I went to a school here in South Africa, and I'm going to talk to communities and to diplomats and schools and whoever wants to hear from me and about, you know, this great thing that calls Israel and the people of Israel. And also the story of Shani. You know, Shani was a beautiful, beautiful girl that just went to dance, you know, just went to have good time. And on the way back home, you know, they caught her and they killed her. They took her body into Gaza. And these brave Israeli soldiers that went into Gaza and they found her body in a tunnel around five stores down, you know, in a tunnel. And, you know, on the house where they found Shani, I mean, at the pier that went from that house was donated by UNRWA, by the United Nations. You must know that the people of the world doesn't like us as usual, also not the UNRWA and also not the United Nations. That's why we have to stand for each other and we have to help each other in the community and into Israel. And we must all have to do things for ourselves because, as I said, you know, people doesn't... like us because we are the chosen people. What can we do? I mean, yes.
Absolutely. Well, listen, if people do want to hear you and you're not at the school or you're a diplomat or whatever, on Sunday there is an event that's being hosted where you can listen to come here, listen to Nissim and meet him, and you can go check out the Jewish National Fund, whose website where you can, where you have to do the booking. That's jnfsa.co.za. And if you go along there, you can book to meet Nissim and see him, and come and support as well, as we have people coming from Israel to speak to our community and really share what has happened.
Good. This is a very unique story, the story of Shani. You know, the beauty and the joy and the light that she gave to the world and the happiness and the strong woman as she was. And that's how the people should live, should be free and strong and happy and dancing. And at least, you know, that's what we remember from this amazing girl. Yes, she was murdered, but I hope that the blood that is coming out of the ground and calling us, you know, that this blood will be worth something, and the future miracles that we will see will come out after all the blood of all the Israeli soldiers and the police officers and the civilians and the babies and the kids. All their blood will, you know, will affect the world, so we'll have a better place in Israel, and we will see big miracles. Yeah, that's what I want to say. And I also want to say really thank you for the South Africans for inviting us, me, my wife, and my daughter, and you know, so you could give us the opportunity to talk about what happened in Israel. And thank you again, the people of South Africa. You're great.
Yeah, and thank you, Nissim, for joining us. You know, the whole community has really gotten together to put this together. As I said, the JNF, but the base, the Israeli embassy is involved, the Israel Center, the Zionist Federation, all of these different groups have come together to host you. And there's also going to be a artwork of Shani that she had displayed, so you'll get a sort of insight into her life. You should definitely go and have a look and book and see how you can support Nissim on his real trip here to South Africa. I'm Benji Shulman, and this is 101.9 High FM.